This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Let's take a look at the other interrogation video that's been released. This is released a few weeks ago. We haven't really gone through it much, but let's take a look at this.
First and foremost, if you can just take a deep breath for me.
Interview, I should say, not interrogation, okay. Where somebody tears
all
me
I'm
going to
do is try and get an idea of what you party, what you sound, and any timeline, any information that you can give us so that we can try and figure out what happened, okay? So just take a deep breath for me. I know this isn't going to be easy, just one thing go from there, okay? Can't get you in, but you push it. But you're in the low end, so. Okay, then you know the lesson. And it didn't hurt.
I would breathe.
And you live there at 1122 King Road?
Yeah.
I love the family, the thing. And what state you're in, then? You're
not.
Do you have your phone number too? So what we're going to be doing is taking people's phones for a little while. I'm going to turn in. And so we do this. I don't know if you call it, you want to make any phone calls or anything like that. What we do in an investigation like this is we try to collect as much information as we can. Okay. Anything that might be small, you may not think is important for us to find out what happened, but is very crucial. So taking something off your phone might be extremely useful for us. Even if it's something that you don't realize, okay? And we're trying to get that phone back to you as fast as we can.
It's okay.
Is that okay with you? Okay. So, is this your phone, Dan?
Yeah, can I tell my mom?
That's fine. Thank you for sure, Mom. And then what I'm going to need is your passcode. Can you solve for here? We tune it to those. We can even turn off your passcode, okay?
How do you take a
look? Oh. You did that? And fiddle around because it's this one. You can just communicate for something with your passcode.
I just don't know my name.
Okay. What is your bank account? And what type
of... Can I speak?
I speak.
Speaking.
Sorry.
Okay, so she's far more emotional than...
Any social media and Navarre and Facebook.
It shows just how different people react to things and trauma.
Any other social media type sites? So the big ones?
Yeah.
Apple. So we're going to try to go back and try to get a little bit of the timeline, okay? So what did you guys do last night? Mostly, were you, if you were by yourself and not with the group?
Ethan was in the house, so was Ethan.
So you were with the
one? One of them is my roommates, and one of them is her boyfriend.
So you were with Ethan?
And Zana.
Zanon?
Mm-hmm.
And spell that for
me? X to A and Y. N-A-N-A, sorry.
X-A-N-A. N-A. Okay. So I'm just trying to... Sometimes it helps me put names, too. So you were with Ethan and Zana last night, is that?
Yeah.
Well, and do you know Ethan's last name?
Chibin.
I don't know how to spell
it. Ethan. And Zana's last name?
Fenetal.
Do you spell it?
I think it's K-E-R... And, oh, maybe another guy, T. Khalidi or something like that.
Okay. Okay, so you're with them. What time did you guys say at the 75 stop scene?
Around 8 something. 8:30.
So 8:30 p.m.?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. And prior to that, were you guys to see your house? Okay, so you left from your house.
Was that formal? Because he met with Kristen. She had a date. And
okay.
We were just hanging out at her house. And then he came over and we all walked over together.
Okay, so that was you, Ethan, Zana. Was there another person out there? Or just a preview that
walked over with us?
Logan? Is it Nikki Dinya?
Her real name is Madison,
though,
I believe.
Okay. So you guys all walked over to. You went about 8:30. Were you all pretty much together, or just kind of mingling throughout the house next day?
We were all pretty much together, and then Maddie left to go to the club with Kimberly. And then I was awake with Santa most of the night, but then one of my friends came. And I hung out with her the rest of the night.
And who was that?
Yes.
Case telephone? Okay. And his last name?
I don't know how to pronounce it. And no family is thicker than that.
Okay, that's fine. You have a phone number for her?
Yeah.
Nice. Any phone call? Okay. He's in the band. Okay, so you were with
me.
And at that point, Ethan and Emma were just kind of hanging out, still at the house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I went to our other friend's house.
Okay. What time was that at?
I don't know. You guess 12-ish. I think my gut be wrong.
Yeah, it's fine. And where's that house?
It's just like up the street. Yeah, I don't know.
Up the street from
Singwatai.
Okay.
Kind of.
So you guys are at Singwatai, so you're walking back towards.
We're walking back from the house, and then we're going this way.
So, like, went back to Tabor Street, you went off? So, if you walked all the way from Singwatai.
First.
Singwatai, sorry.
Yeah. You know the apartment is the Whites.
Yep, right on the Whites.
It's like that street, that way.
So, on Taylor?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know roughly where on team? Or does she live in one of the other off streets?
Yeah, it's on Taylor, but it's like one of that any house with by the news. I don't know. How do we know later?
Fine. Okay. And whose house is it if you want to?
It's. And I don't know if they're ever remain.
Yeah. Okay. So you and. You're at this house. How long were you here?
Like 40 minutes. Okay. I left by myself.
Yeah, that's a great house. So you walked on maybe around 1-ish?
Yes.
Okay. What did you see when you got home?
Worst in family house watching the Empire Time Breeze. And no one else was home yet.
And is and then the roommate, or?
She's a rough roommate.
Oh, okay. And?
She's on the bathroom.
Yeah, that's fine. And does is live with you, too, or just visit?
She's the friend.
Okay.
And then she left.
What, do you know what time she left at?
No, I went
home. But you, you're all watching. Okay. And anything happened during that time period?
Yeah.
Okay. And who else was in the house at that time?
Don't worry.
No one? Just the three of you? Okay. So, what? Let's go a little bit more in. What happened to you?
I came back for the club. Left.
Daddy and him?
Carrie.
Okay. And they got home from this club. You know what time that might have been?
I think they told one of the clubs that was talking to me at the house, like, better times.
It's okay.
I don't really remember right now. Maybe like
it's a little
something boring.
So if you got home around warm, that would have put them
like 1:45.
Something like that. So near Barbary? Like in Abbey Bay?
Weird.
Like near Barbary? Yeah, some barber. Bars are on the close at 2 o'clock here.
Oh, yeah. They went to Brock Chuck after, so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. What did you do after that, after Maddie and Kaylee died?
We all hung out in Kaylee's room for a little. In the past, and then Maddie and I took Mercy out because she, the dog. And then We said I was going to go to bed. He's tired. And she said she's going to go.
Let's go.
And I went to my room. I was going to eat.
Or in the sleep.
And she came and nodded and asked if I had Murphy. And I said no.
And then I went to bed.
Okay. So what time did you take, you think you took Murphy out?
I'm like 3:30.
3:30
7.
Okay. And where did your mom take Murphy to go to the bathroom?
Just the back door.
In the kitchen.
So which one is 11:22? So if I'm coming up King Road off the Taylor.
It's the big white house on the end.
On the very top on the right?
Well, it's technically all cleaned, but that should be cheap.
Okay. So is it the one that's tucked back as you're going up to 500 Clean Road, those big apartments? And it's kind of back just a little bit? Okay. So you normally go out the back deck then?
Yeah.
Okay. You kind of end up the chamber then? Okay. So you go there. You and Maddie take the dog out.
Cuban.
And then how long do you think that took?
I was out there for maybe like
10 minutes. Okay. Okay. So then you both come back in. So you and Maddie both come back in.
Of course you did.
Okay. Did Maddie still have the dog then?
Yes, I believe so.
So you went out for a little bit, came back in. Do you know what time Maddie came back in? And you went straight to bed when you came back in? Okay. How long after you, when you went to bed, do you think Maddie came back
in? Actually, I came in, grabbed some chips, went to my room, watched a show for a little, and then I released it.
What were you watching?
Called Baby Daddy.
Okay. How long do you think you watched it?
Maybe like 30 minutes.
So one episode maybe?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe like a half.
Okay. And did Maddie come in during that show or after?
She just knocked on my door, I think, during your last. I'd like Murphy.
We should know. Anything. Then what happened after that?
I just went to bed.
And then I woke up and I was like half asleep, right? Thought I had like a body lunch or something. It could just sparkle like under my door. And I thought I heard like something kind of fall. I thought you moving bark, and I thought
people were just breaking. Like food, like
in the headless ear or something, and not tilting over. Because he's just like loud in the kitchen next to me.
Okay. So what do you mean by you heard a firework?
It sounded like a little firework, and then there was like a spark. And he went by my, like, I'm on the bottom floor.
Okay.
So it kind of looked like it came down there, but I don't know.
And so is Murphy your dog?
Candy Stone.
Candy Stone.
Candy and Murphy or ex-boyfriend's dog.
Okay. So you heard Murphy bark. Right after you heard what you thought was a firecracker?
Yeah, something like that, right? I don't know. Dogs start hitting random things. Is it not going to keep being
pump right?
Same thing. It didn't sound like an angry growl or you went down, just a bark?
I don't really know. I was like half asleep.
Okay, you sound a whimpering. So, hearing the firework, kind of see a spark underneath the door, Murphy barks. What do you hear after that?
Pretty much nothing.
Nothing after the door? Okay. And you thought maybe something was just in the kitchen at that point?
Yeah, just like someone accidentally fell into the table or something.
Okay.
I think she was like with one thing.
Do you know about what time that might have been? Do you have any idea?
4 or something. I tried to call all of them. I'm right 4:20-ish.
Well, one more time.
You know, I was answering and thought they just went to bed or something.
She kind of, what happened after that?
Called me.
And she said she thinks she saw someone.
And I didn't know, like, really what to think of it, because sometimes we think we hear things a lot in the house, but she usually just eating, walking around.
But she came,
I told her to come to my room, and she's like, okay, I didn't give up the door, just stay in there,
just in case there was anything, and that's all I knew. We went like, all back to sleep.
You didn't hear anything else, Fuku? No one else talking?
What person?
Did make it to your room then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What time do you think she got in your room?
Around 4:20, 4:30.
Okay, about the same time.
Yeah.
Where's her room located? It's yours.
I'm the only one on the bottom floor, right by the front door.
Okay.
And then you go up the stairs, Xana's room, his room, the kitchen, and then upstairs is Matt and King's room.
Okay. And where's the kitchen?
Right by the kitchen.
Right by the kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did she say anything to you when she got into the room?
She said she touched my hand, but I didn't know what to think. I had to, like, stop the street, and I was like, I don't know what to do. It didn't sound like I didn't hear screams or anything. I don't really know.
Okay. Intent. And notice that she didn't say anything more than she just saw someone.
You don't have to tell him from Patricia.
So, with your bed then, if the board is at the right house, you have a parking lot. Out the door, and your bed is just to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you slept from by the time you finally got into your room around 4-ish or so. Actually, before that.
Mm-hmm. Really? 3-something?
Yeah. So you were in there sleeping.
Okay.
Dylan got to your room maybe somewhere around 4:20-ish, but Dylan was already home at that 4:08. You knew that Maddie and Karen were home. Do you know when anyone else in the house got home?
I don't know when Anna or Karen home. I didn't hear them coming or anything.
Okay. And the last time you saw Xana and Ethan was at the cinema house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, did you see anything weird at the party? Okay. Well, then, since how the way they're set up, where everyone hanging out primarily up in the main culinary area, with most people hanging out in individual rooms and stuff like that?
It was a little bit of a mixture at first. It was in the, like, apartments, and then it was the main room.
Okay.
And then as I was leaving, I wanted to throw up a backpack from our friend's room. And then
we're sitting on the couch, like, listening to me say.
Okay.
And
that was that in the main room, or that was in
the main room? That was in the
apartment. That was in the apartment. Okay. Did you hear anything that happened to anybody?
Okay.
Was there anyone strange or odd hanging around the party?
Okay.
Do you know of anybody in your house that has an issue with anyone? Any ex-boyfriends? You can have that.
Tell their ex-boyfriends. Really nice.
They still like dead friends.
Wait. Have you ever had any of your mates complain that anyone stalked you yet?
It's been once, though. Kaylee said when everyone was, like, gone, you mean you were at the sorry house from being. It was like Kaylee beat you sticking Marty out. This was a wild one. And she said she swears she saw someone staring at her while she was.
You got up.
You've not had far on the level.
You drink.
A month. She could see, like, a man so
what?
Like staring at her.
You see, it was about a month ago?
Mm-hmm.
Did King have any issues with anyone?
I've been.
Okay. None of them have made any comments or statements. You weren't trying to come on to them or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
You said that all the ex-boyfriends and that, they're all normally very nice and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are they any of them for any recent breakups?
One, but...
I said, I'd be a little bit out. Yeah. What is, can you give me a little information on that
one? I mean, it's name human, fine. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Who's close? Sour Street.
On two?
On Eklund, I think.
Two.
He and Kaylee share Marcy.
Okay.
And they dated for 7 years.
And that's... in Kaylee?
And then... I still barely thought.
And they did it for 7 years?
Something like that.
Since high school.
And the family was very close to
him. Okay. And they shared Murphy?
Mm-hmm. Reggie.
Okay. How long did they break out?
Literally only, like, 12 months.
or something. But they're still on
really good foods. Do you know why they broke out?
She's was kind of
like Texas.
Where's she from?
Cornwall.
Okay. Where is from?
Cornwall.
Okay. Handyman. You said that they're still on the current and the concrete and then house?
Yeah.
Okay. Has Kaylee been seeing anyone else lately?
When they had these movies, not really, I don't know.
Okay. Do you know when she was in a move to Tempe?
At a distance.
Apparently she wasn't going to be more, I don't know.
Do you know what changed your mind?
Well, I think she
wanted to stay here with all of us.
Is there anything else you think is important for me to know? And you might remember things later. That's very much, very normal, okay?
Yeah.
If you seem to remember anything else, please reach back out to us. And then bring me back in and we'll get that information, okay? Quick before then you go, okay? And you don't remember Kaylee's last name?
It's all this.
It's all this?
Yeah, I apologize.
Look at this up on.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. All right. First, very much thank you for sitting down with me, okay? You've been busy. I'm going to go to the room. Same to you, Chris, all right? You sure there's nothing else?
Anybody that is trying to point fingers at these girls after seeing that, you should be thoroughly ashamed.
Yep.
Can somebody fill me in a little bit on that? Because we had quite a few comments about some of the nasty stuff that's apparently going on with these two girls. What are people saying? Why are they saying it?
Because they're mentally ill. I don't know. I mean, there are groups of people that still are pro-burgers. There are still people out there that think he's innocent. And other than simply calling it what it is, that is, there is a personality defect, a mental illness or personality disorder, or something is wrong with anyone who's thinking that way, because there's no healthy brain that would think that. None. That's what it is. You're sick. There's something seriously wrong with you if you think that those two girls had anything to do with this murder. Now, I'm not against at the very beginning looking at all options, questioning everything, try to figure it out. Sure, of course you need to do that, but we're almost 3 years past the point of when that was done. We've established what reality is. And if you can't get along with reality because you don't like reality and you'd like to live in this little delusional world out there, you have no place in the world with the rest of us. I'm sorry. If the people that are out there that still harass these people, it's sick.
Well, and the other thing is Brian Koberger pleaded guilty. So
exactly.
He stepped up and said, I did this.
There's you, no matter what, you can't change some people's points of view or wherever cognitive distortions that they're operating under, because they think that this sounds crazy, that someone would say this, that, it's, you're covering. Yeah.
I'm sitting there listening to that going, I don't know how I would I don't think I could give them any information about phone numbers or sure. I would be a nervous wreck. I
would be just bleh.
Yeah. I could not answer a question in a situation like that. I'd shut down.
Yeah.
I just would.
These girls went through absolute hell, and the hell it's the same monsters that went after the people that like the Sandy Hook families and stuff like that. It's the same distorted, fucked up thinking from these people that really, if they went on a cruise and the boat sunk, I would be happy. It's like, the Alex Jones cruise that takes all the Sandy Hook folks that believe this shit is fake and that those are fake actors, and the boat sinks and everyone goes away. Well, you know what? That's natural selection working in one big, big boat sinking. I would praise that if that happened.
These girls didn't ask for this to happen to them.
No, you're a blight on society.
If you're in a situation, they weren't in a dark alley wearing, provocative clothing. It wasn't, they didn't ask. And I'm not saying that a woman wearing that, I'm being sarcastic here, but none of this was due to anything that they did other than existing. So to point blame at them in any fashion is just fucking ridiculous.
I don't get where people just can't accept facts sometimes. And that's really what it comes down to here. There's no reason to think that it wouldn't be anyone other than Brian Koberger. There's no logical reasons other than a very broken brain that's connecting dots in places where they don't go. And sometimes people's brains just don't connect those dots. And if you're one of those people hearing that and you're thinking Koberger's innocent and that these girls had something to do with it, seek help. Seek help, because it's not going to end well for you if this is the line of thinking that you're operating under. There's something seriously wrong with you. I didn't really say that. I mean, just the sheer raw emotion. I don't really have anything to add to it. I have nothing. I mean, what do you say? She's trying to get out everything that occurred, the hell that they went through that night, and try to explain the reasoning for their fear. And look, these kids grew up in a very different time than the rest of us. The ways that many other generations respond to trauma, respond to reaching out to authorities is very different than what we've had. That's the only way I can try and describe it, because at first I had difficulty wondering, why didn't they call 911? What's going on? Like, why was that? And not that they were like hiding something, but like, what is the process going on here that would not be the first choice? And once you really dig into it and understand that way of thinking, and you understand that generation, and you understand how they have been brought up and how they respond to things, it makes sense. It just does. It's a very different response that they have to things than we do. Not because they don't want to get help, but because they weren't brought up in the same way, where we have a phone on the wall, we call 911 if something happens. It's more community oriented in a lot of ways, but there's a lot of ways to look at that. And if you want to take 5 minutes of your life and dig into that, you can. But it does add up. And clearly, if you think she's a murderer, you're insane.
Especially the last one, a lot to process.
Oh my God.
A lot to process.
Yeah. I was on the fence about, that one's been out for a little while, but, and I was on the fence about playing it, and I'm like, well, you know what? I've been seeing too many idiots out there on this. So I thought let's talk, let's bring that one out there. So there you go. That's the latest. We got to see Koberger shopping today and
dancing to Rick Astley.
If you need a little pick me up, you know, just go back about an hour in the show. Your weekend's going to be magic. Magic 104.
I marked it. It was at like minute 37, I think.
Did you mark it?
Kind of. I wrote it down, actually.
Oh, it's around funny. There. There you go. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section on all of the cases that we're covering for you right here at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. You can do that on our YouTube channel. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and you will find us right there. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. For Todd and Stacy, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.